right. The tape is rolling for possible playback on the radio. And for the record, your name and your title?
My name is Kelly Alsup. And my title is University of Illinois Extension Horticulture Educator.
Okay, very good. The cold weather is really bothering people right now, but could it also be killing off some bug larvae for the spring?
Yes, actually, I think we want cold weather right now. One of the reasons is because we could potentially kill off some of those invasive insects that don't have natural predators. Now, are we going to kill off more Japanese beetles because the ground gets cold? Probably. And are we going to kill off some more pests? Probably. But we're also going to kill off some of those beneficial insects also. But I think the most important thing, take home of bugs and cold, you know, they are adapted to the cold weather. So most of them probably are going to survive because they've adapted to this area. They have adapted to this cold weather. But it's those invasive insects like brown marmorated stink bug or spotted winged Drosophila that we don't want around here that could potentially take down a lot of our crops and our trees, that is exciting because they will get those populations and knock them down.
I seem to recall when we had the last huge polar vortex in 2013-2014, I hardly had to spray my rose bushes for Japanese beetles the following summer.
Yeah, and one of the things I think, too, that helped a lot was the drought. Because Japanese beetles, when the Japanese beetles are flying, they're actually laying eggs in the ground at that time. And they definitely prefer moist conditions. So if you're one of those people that water your lawn, then that is where they're going to lay their eggs. But once the eggs hatch and the larvae start developing, they need a certain amount of rain for them to be successful. So I think after the drought of 2012, in 2013, we really had a very low population because of that. Because I think some of the adult Japanese beetles had trouble emerging from the soil because it was so dry.
That's very interesting. I didn't think of take drought into consideration. But the bottom line is you'll be bundling up in layers and you may be cursing at the cold right now, but you may not be cursing at pests, bug pests, as much in the spring.
And, you know, it's good for our plants, too, to go into these cold temperatures because, you know, there's like an apple tree requires certain many cold days for it to produce, you know, flowers and apples. And, you know, this is how they've evolved to survive in this area. So we do want the plants to get really cold, too, and stay cold for a long time. The only problem with that is we keep getting in these springs, and I'm sure you've heard, in the past couple of years, we've had a few years, we'll get really warm temperatures, and then we'll have another late cold freeze, and it just kills those emerging buds. So if it could stay cold for a long time and then warm up and not go back to cold, then we would have, like, a beautiful spring.
Yeah, the cold snap killed off my apple buds this past spring. I understand that.
Yes, can be quite frustrating.
Yes. Well, that's the material I'm looking for. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just that, you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that what I've been teaching is you know, not all bugs are bad. Bugs are great. They actually help the ecosystem. They eat other bad bugs. They help, you know, with fertilizer. They help the soil. So when a wayward spider comes into your house, you may want to scream and freak out, but it is actually probably a good pest to have in your house because it'll eat all the other stuff. But a lot of people don't realize that some spiders actually stay active in this really, really cold weather, and they will seek out your house. And if you don't want them inside your house, go put them in your garage, but don't kill them because spiders are usually good.
All right, very good. Thank you very much for your time today, and I will try not to freak out the next time I see a spider.
Yes, don't. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much again for your time, and have a good day.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.